Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear. Come on, Zion, clap those hands with me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Do them up like this, do them up like this, come on. Here we go, let's.
Thank you. church now. Oh, Lord. Coming through, Lord,
for me.
There's a blessing coming.
Coming through, Lord, for me. Praise God this morning. Father God, help me. Help me this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, my Redeemer, help me this morning. Before we get started, good morning, good morning, good morning, Father God, good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, believers all over this world. Good morning to this headline, Jesus Believers. I want you to take a minute. Well, let's take more than a minute. You see, it's a lot of believers. Quote, they say they're believers. But, and I believe in their mind they're believers. But I just think that they're believing in the wrong thing. And by that, they believe in themselves. That's the wrong thing. Certainly, the enemy has played up this low self-worth low self-esteem game. But I think he's played that game too long. And I think that it's time for some of you and me, all of us, to learn the rules of that game and to destroy that game, really. It's not a good game. It's devilish, demonic, and it will do us, Jesus believers, no good. It is not intended as to be good for us. So, still thinking about, excuse me this morning, I'm still thinking about David, King David. And I'm going to talk about him a little bit more this morning, because there's a lot of revelation, a lot of revealing of God in studying King David. So I guess my scripture is going to be the same as yesterday, Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34:4. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Now, I want you to bow your head or look up or however you do it, and I want you to say, Jesus, Yeshua, however you reference him, the Son of God, the Messiah, however you reference him, I want you to say, I got to get it. I got to get it this morning. If I've never gotten it before, I got to get it this morning. You got to get it this morning. And it's what I'm realizing, what God is doing. He's helping a lot of the new people. But then I realized some of the old people didn't get in their foundation the same thing. So, again, tell them, I got to get it. I got to get it this morning. I got to get it. Holy Spirit, I got to get it.
You want a brand new
I got to get it this morning. Okay, let's get going. Now, I'm going to kind of talk a little bit about what I believe and the Bible, what the Bible says. I somehow came to the revelation this morning that the real goal of Christianity, the real goal of Christianity, is the reconnecting with our living God. It is not creating within us a religion about God, but that we would actually know Him for ourselves, experiencing firsthand the wonders and the power of His incomparable life. You see, I pray for lots of people every day. And I prayed for somebody yesterday, and they turned around and they blessed me. They blessed me more any blessing I've ever had, because I never had anybody bless me like that. This is what they said. They said, just like a little kid, they said, you know, I say, what? They said, excuse me. They said, you're the best spiritual mother that anybody could ever have. Oh, and I love you so much. I just love you so much. And I smiled to myself, because nobody had ever said that to me before in my whole life. And they said it with so much love and so much sincerity. And I thought to myself, I said, wow, this is what parents hear all the time from their children. You know, at some point, your kids say that to you. And so it brought a smile to my face, but it did more than bring a smile to my face. It brought a smile and joy to my heart. And so I was thinking about that and smiling. You see, in praying for so many people, and I mean, I pray with people that, you know, have very bizarre, unusual, insane even spiritual and mental problems. And so I came to the realization yesterday after I heard that they were so sincere, like a little kid. But this was somebody in their late 30s. I began to realize that each time I seek God, whether for myself or in agreement with others, a deliberate movement takes place in my heart towards God. And God then leads me more and deeper and further into Him, much further than just a simple answer to whatever I'm asking Him, or the answer to whatever the prayer need is. You see, I realize that in seeking God, I actually find Him. Now, that might sound strange to some of you, but I came to that revelation yesterday about myself, that in seeking Him, I actually find Him. And then when I find Him, I am reconnecting with my rescuer, my redeemer, and the restorer of my soul, that I'm reconnecting with the one true and living God. You see, spiritually, it's pretty obvious to me that the greatest need of Christians, so-called believers right now, is for more of God. It's for more of Jesus Yeshua and more of God's own Holy Spirit. But this is nothing new. This is nothing new, because the psalmist wrote in Psalm 53:2, the psalmist wrote, God has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there is anyone who understands, who seeks after God. Can you get that? Psalm 53:2. God looked down from heaven upon earth, upon the children of men, to see if there were any men and women that did understand, that did seek God. Seeking God, brothers and sisters, possessing a heart after God. Please, about 8 people post this in the chat room for me today. Possessing a heart after God is the key to the kingdom of God that unlocks everything for the believers. Did you hear me? I said, possessing a heart after God is the key to the kingdom of God that unlocks everything for the believers. You see, there are certain times when the Lord calls us out. There are seasons where God's only commandment to you and I is seek my face. Seek my face. It is at this stage of our walk with the Lord that He has something precious and vitally important to give us. Hear me this morning. You got to get it. He has something to give us that the familiar pattern of our daily lives cannot accommodate. During such times is when people are delivered of sins and set free and brought out of captivities that have plagued them for years and years and years. Some people discover a new depth in their walk with God, making them more effective in ministry, in life, in a job, everywhere else. Still other people during these times obtain breakthroughs. Breakthroughs for their families and friends as well, sometimes even strangers, as the Lord, hallelujah, responds to their drawing near to him. And you know what else it does? It brings their loved ones into his kingdom many times. Too many people, spiritual breakthroughs to happen automatically. But that's not the way it works, brothers and sisters. Most things that we obtain from heaven arrive because of our asking, seeking, and knocking. Where does that come from? Well, it comes from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. In other words, we have not because we ask not. Now, don't you find it interesting that God put that there in Matthew, then he said it again over here in Luke? It's the gospel. It's the truth. In Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, everyone means everyone. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Can I share a secret with you? Would you like me to share a secret with you? I'm going to share it anyway. Pursuing the Lord is the secret to a fulfilled life. I said pursuing the Lord is the secret to a fulfilled life. I want to recall the words and the life of King David again this morning. Because you see, David was a man who was called and anointed when he was very young, remember? But David was a man who was forced to live in the wilderness. He was hunted by enemies. He was slandered throughout the nation by King Saul. David had many reasons to fear. Yet David lived boldly. Have you ever thought about where did David get all that confidence from? He told you right in the Bible. He told you in Psalm 34:4, he said, I sought the Lord, and he answered me. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. In other words, I sought the Lord, and he heard me. You see, David wasn't delivered from all his fears simply in the routine of life's course. No. David said, I sought the Lord, and he delivered me. Secret number two. When we seek God, our faith is restored. As we draw near to the fullness of God, guess what happens? Our fear is subdued. You got to see this and you got to understand what I'm trying to convey to you today. Our Father sent his son Jesus to bless us. But the Lord not only desires to bless us, he also wants us to draw near to him. He wants us to discover and know and experience his deep love for us. You see, the highest form of seeking God is not for your personal needs. It's not even for other people. You see, there comes a time that God wants us to seek him or himself. And you know what else? Spiritual maturity comes when we seek God for himself. Spiritual maturity comes as we break the cycle of seeking God only during times of duress and times of hardship. Brothers and sisters, a touch from God is wonderful, but we got to be in pursuit of more than just an experience with God. We got to be in pursuit of more than just goosebumps or crying. We got to be in pursuit of seeking a place of abiding in Christ Jesus. A place where we are aware of his presence within us all the time. The Bible calls it the secret place of the Most High. So the question then becomes, okay, Erica, how do we enter into this secret place? It's right there in the Bible. Look at the life of Moses. If you look at the life of Moses, you'll see how Moses sought God and Moses lived in fellowship with God. That was after he came out of the backside of the wilderness. You got to accept the fact and realize it and understand that the Lord not only desires to bless you, but that the Lord also wants you to draw near to him. He wants you to discover, hear me? He wants you to know his deep love for you. That being the case, the highest form of seeking God is not for personal needs, again. It's not even for other people. The highest form of seeking God is when you seek God for him. You hear me this morning? Now, Moses, this is what the Bible says, and this is really, really good. The Bible says Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp. The Bible says a good distance from the camp. And Moses called it the tent of meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting which was outside the camp. You find that in Exodus 33, verse 7. It says, and Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. Notice that everyone who sought the Lord would go out. If we're going to truly seek the Lord, we must go out as Moses did and as those who sought the Lord. We must pitch our tent a good distance from the camp. Erica, what camp are you talking about? For Moses, as well as for ourselves, I need 12 people to post this in that chat room. The camp of familiarity. Post it, the camp of familiarity. 12, the camp of familiarity. Is there anything inherently wrong or sinful about the things that are familiar? No, not in and of themselves. But I want you to remember that when Jesus told his disciples to follow him, Jesus called them to leave the familiar pattern of their lives. I don't see but one. Okay. I'm going to repeat that again. When Jesus told his disciples to follow him, he called them to leave the familiar pattern of their lives for extended periods and be alone with him. Matthew 19:27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Jesus calls us to leave the familiar patterns of our lives for extended periods and be alone with him. You say, okay, well, why, Erica, why? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Give me a minute. Because Jesus knew that our human nature is unconsciously governed by the influences of the familiar. Are you hearing me? Jesus knows that our human nature is unconsciously governed by the influences of the familiar. You see, if Jesus, Yeshua the Christ, Messiah, is to extend us to receive the eternal, he must rescue us from the limitations of the temporal. Did you get that? God knows that our human nature is governed by the influences of the familiar. And if Jesus is to expand us to receive the manifestations that come out of the eternal, he has to rescue us from the limitations of the temporal. Now, this is not to say that we neglect our families or become irresponsible as we seek God. No. But if we set our priorities right, you're going to discover that God has given everyone on this earth enough time to seek him. Did you hear me? Did you get it? If you set your priorities right, you will discover that God has given every one of us enough time to seek him. You see, we have to do what love would have us to do for our families. So we do that in love. But then we say no to every other voice but God's. Brothers and sisters, it is time for us to start redeeming our time. You see, those who truly desire to find God find time for God. There are many Christians, so-called believers. They don't have any other higher goals. They have no greater aspirations. Their greatest aspiration is to become normal. Their desires are limited to measuring up to others. Without a true vision of God, we will spiritually perish. The Apostle Paul, he rebuked the church at Corinth. The Bible says, because they walked like mere men. 1 Corinthians 3:3. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? God has more for us than just becoming nicer people. God wants to flood our lives with the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Our Father God, not seeking to merely civilize us, he wants us to become Christ-like. You get that? Hallelujah. Our Father God desires that our confidence in life would be drawn from his union with us. It is too bad that for most of us, our sense of security is only rooted in what's familiar. It is very difficult to grow spiritually if your security is only based upon the stability of outward things. Your peace, your shalom must come from God. Not circumstances or even relationships. Your sense of reality needs to be rooted like a tree whose roots go deep in Christ Jesus. When it is, all other areas of your life experience God's security. Experience God's shalom. You see, too many of us are still tied up to the umbilical cords of the boundaries of what's familiar. Too many of us are umbilically tied to the roots of negative experiences. Why? Because they're familiar to you. And familiarity has a way of drawing you back into destructive choices and destructive lifestyles. You ever thought about why people who've been delivered from bad stuff are often drawn back into the same problems? Maybe it's because they're more comfortable with a familiar adversity than they are with stepping into the cold world of the unknown. And I'd be scared too without Christ. Many people spent long times in jail. And they return again and again. You know why? Simply because they're more accustomed to imprisonment than freedom. They develop the coping skills for coping in jail that makes them more suited for jail than for open society. Hear me this morning. People have a latent fear of leaving the familiar. They say, statistics in the world, they say that most people live within 50 miles of their birthplaces. The devil has turned people into human cocoons, insulated against change by the familiar. Brothers and sisters, when you work all day only to come home, watch television, and then collapse into bed, your lifestyle can become a form of bondage. These things, you know, they may not necessarily trap us in sin, but that's not their job. Their job is to distract us from God. The Bible says Moses would leave what was familiar and pitch his tent outside the camp. What camp? The camp of familiarity. The Bible says, then Moses sought the Lord outside the camp. You know, Jesus also, the Bible says, that he might sanctify the people, us, through his own blood. The Bible says Jesus suffered outside the gate. Brothers and sisters, you're going to have to come out the camp of familiarity. You're going to have to go through the gate to get to Jesus. Jesus suffered outside the gate, outside the camp, bearing his reproach. The Bible says in Hebrews 13, wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. It says, let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. In the same way that Moses and everyone who sought the Lord went outside the camp, in the same way as Jesus himself went outside the camp, so also must we at times leave the comfort of what is otherwise predictable and set our hearts after God. Brothers and sisters, this is one reason why Jesus said, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray. Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ desires us to leave this world of our senses and learn to abide in the world of our hearts. It is here that we engage in the highest of life's privileges, brothers and sisters, in the highest of life's pursuits. What is that? To truly find, know, and experience God. You see, every minute we seek God is a minute that enriches you more with the fullness of the newness of life. Every minute you seek God, there's new power from above. But you got to set aside that time. Don't put a limit on it. You gotta day by day, week by week, until you get to the point where you draw near enough to God that you can hear his voice. I want you to get it today, right now. See more of God. Let's no longer be limited. Boundaries of familiarity. God has more for you than you simply being average. God has more for you than you simply attaining an average life. Secure your tent in the presence of God. You see, the real goal of Christianity is to set you free from the bondage of familiarity, and to loose you into the real blessing of God our Father through the life of His Son Jesus Christ Yeshua, and by the power of His own Holy Spirit indwelling you. The real goal of Christianity is you, through the power of God's love and through the power of His indwelling Spirit, going and spreading Himself in you to others, the good news in word and in demonstration of His love and power. Won't you pray with me now? If you got it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and by the power of your own Holy Spirit, I'm beginning to understand that in many ways, I may have been held captive to the routine of familiar dynamics in my own life. Forgive me, Lord Jesus. I want my walk with you to be genuine. I want you to live in every area of my life, in my thoughts, in my dreams, in my deeds, and in my love. I'm asking. I'm seeking. I'm knocking. I'm hungry. And I'm thirsty for more of your presence. Repeat these words. I speak to the every camp of familiarity. Get out of my heart. Get out of my mind. My will. Loose my intelligence. Loose my creativity. Right now, I renounce you. Camp of familiarity with all of your familiar spirits. I bind you up in chains and fetters of iron. And I command you right now, get out of me. Command them. Go! Go! All familiar spirits, go! Loose my generation. Go! Go! I break your power of familiarity. I destroy your bondage of familiarity. Go, go, go to the pit in the name of Jesus and come no more. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, unloose my creative abilities. In Christ I stand. Creator, by the Creator, God my Father. Go! All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Every bondage from the camp of familiarity. Go! Jesus is Lord. God my Father, Jesus is Son, and by the power of his own Holy Spirit, I loose. I ask, I'm seeking, and I'm knocking for. All my divine creativity to be unloosed and flow and flowing. You can do this. You know why you can do it? You got it, right? If you got it, text me over there in the chat room. I got it. Or text me on my phone. I got it. The real thing.
The real thing, Jesus said. Jesus.